WTAW News Time is 5 after 6. 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Blinn College trustees have officially changed their mind about where to expand in Brazos County.
Without public discussion, trustees unanimously approved stopping construction of a new campus in West Bryan and instead locate a new academic building on the former Texas A&M Riverside campus. Blinn President Mary Hensley says it was not hard to switch gears.
When you have a good idea and you see something innovative in front of you, you want to grasp that immediately.
The A&M System's Chief Financial Officer Billy Hamilton says Blinn fills the educational piece that will assist their researchers in private industry at the new RELIS Research and Development Center.
It would help us get to these students who want to attend school in the Texas A&M system and who want to attend school in College Station, and we'll open that pathway for them with this partnership.
The companies hired by Blinn to design and build the West Campus location will be retained for the same work at RELIS. Dr. Hensley says their building will function the same as the new site. Its appearance will match with A&M's theme. Instead of opening next year, we'll open as soon as the fall of 2018. Blinn will lease 15 acres at RELIS for $1 a year. Instead of spending more than $46 million on its own property, Blinn estimates spending between $24 and $31 million at RELIS. Blinn's board has not discussed what will become of the 95 acres purchased last year at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
8 Bryan area employers with economic development agreements monitored by the Research Valley Partnership are considered doing well. The update given by RVP Vice President Chuck Martinez at the last Bryan City Council meeting included Axis Pipe and Tube.
When the city does receive a payment in lieu of taxes next year, it could be in the neighborhood of around $378,000 to the city's tax base.
At the end of last year, Axis had a payroll of $8.4 million within $2 million of next year's minimum requirement, while the manufacturing plant is valued at $179 million, well above the required minimum of $120 million. In the Bio Corridor, the owner of the former Kalon Biotherapeutics plant, Fujifilm Diosynth, has 117 employees, almost 6 times the minimum, with a payroll of nearly $8 million, which is more than 5 times what is required to be in compliance. Any 50th anniversary is special. At the end of yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting, employees and friends celebrated 50 years on the job for Ruth McLeod of the County Commissioner's Office.
We didn't want her to know about it. I'm sure she was a little aggravated with us because she didn't want to be recognized. She didn't really, you know, so we kind of kept it from her until the last minute, and she tried to ignore me when I wanted her to come up to receive that plaque.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says she was the second person entered in the county's computer system when records first went digital, making her county employee number 2. Photos from the surprise reception are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 after 6. It's 69 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Good morning, it's 6:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Shall we check some weather? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Showers and storms will return as the day goes on. Parts of the listening area under a flash flood watch until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Temperatures today 80 to 85. There's a good chance some of us will be contending with showers and thunderstorms overnight, lows near 70. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, 80 to 85. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday, the highs on Friday, anywhere from 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll look forward to the College Station Regional as the Aggs are set to take on Binghamton. Also, the Astros take down the Diamondbacks and the Rangers take down the Indians. I'll have the details for that coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, we got fat rain on the way. Well, they call themselves heavy rain.
But fat rain.
It'll be fat rain today. Ugh. And I don't know. Thought we were going to get a little more yesterday than we did.
I don't think the rain really appreciates being called fat.
Probably not. But, you know, it's going to be here anyway, whether we welcome it or not. And we've had more than enough, really, quite honestly. But anyhow, and it's not really near us right now. It's pretty well out in West Texas between San Angelo and Waco. But it's marching this way. And, again, that's what we've got this morning while we've got a temperature, what is it, 70 or so?
Yeah.
Wait till it warms up. Okay, so here are numbers for chances of rain today. And they say it'll probably be after 1 o'clock. 70% today, 50% tonight, 80% tomorrow, 70% Thursday night, and 60% on Friday, and 40% on Friday night, and 70% again on Saturday.
You
forgot to mow the lawn, didn't you? Now you're going to be in trouble. No, but so again, 70 today, 80 tomorrow, 60 on Friday, and 70 on Saturday. Those aren't temps. Those are chances of rain.
I'm a little worried about Aggie baseball weekend.
And again, every instance, they say heavy rain. And, yeah, you consider all those folks who are doing work for the city to try to clean up Wheeler Ridge and the weather, and the folks who have that hole in their roof, and they've put the blue plastic tarp over it, and they're wishing the damn rain would stop, but we're not there yet. Do want to mention, though, as we talk about all that stuff over there, that this morning they're going to be picking up debris from the storms, wood fences and brush and stuff like that, along 158 at Cedar Hill, okay? So they're going to probably knock that down to one lane. It'll be closed there because they're going to put those trucks adjacent to Wheeler Ridge. They're going to start that this morning at 8:30. So if you're going to be in that neighborhood or that area driving around during that time, then know that that's going to be squozed down to one lane in that direction on 158. Okay?
If we could just get a break from the rain. Ugh.
Whoever thought we'd say this? In July, we'll be saying it again. Or August, we'll go, huh? We were saying we'd had enough rain?
Right, exactly.
Really haven't. The thing is, actually, it's been raining so much that the mosquitoes haven't even been able to get active yet. So we can look forward to that, too. All right. So anyway, let's turn to Seattle, where it rains a lot. A man who spent 25 hours high atop a sequoia tree in downtown Seattle in March has been found incompetent to stand trial of malicious mischief. His name is Cody Lee Miller. He was held on $50,000 bail since he climbed a tree on March 22nd and ignored police efforts to coax him down, throwing branches and apples at responders.
You mean that guy was incoherent?
I know. No. What's the idea? And I wonder if it was an apple tree or if he took the apples up there with him.
That was my question, too. Where did he come with this ammunition?
The drama sparked intense interest on social media and new Twitter accounts and hashtag man in tree was trending. His mama says the family has tried to help him, but he just likes climbing trees and apparently throwing apples at folks. So.
Good for him.
Yeah. It could have been rocks.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
A modern day Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Together, we got a lot of info. Nation, the perfect situation.
And I'm just saying, there's no power at my house this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I did find out how you open the door manually on the garage. I guess you're supposed to learn those things ahead of time, right? Yeah, okay.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group. Jason, big event coming up, Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance. It's coming up the first part of June.
That's right, Gabe. We're sponsoring Coaches Night, sponsoring the whole event. This will be our third year to actually sponsor Coaches Night. So it's Brazos County A&M Club Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance. So we're excited to bring that to the folks here in College Station.
I know people are going to be able, if they have any questions, they show up to Coaches Night, you're going to bring some Rollo Insurance people there that can help serve as hosts.
Right. I mean, not everyone from the agency will be there, but a good number. I think last year we had maybe 15, 20 people there, and they had their Rollo Insurance shirts on, and they were trying to help people, you know, with the seating and greeting. And we take a big part in that. We take pride in that. Of course, what happens from those funds that are raised, it goes back to give scholarships to people to go to a university we both love, Texas A&M. Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance, Thursday, June the 9th.
Go to bcamc.org. Get a quote today with Jason Rollo and educate yourself in the process. Go to rolloinsurance.com. It's two L's, rolloinsurance.com.
Good morning. It's 6:15, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's June the 1st, day 153. 213 of them to go. Oh, and here we go. Since it's the first day of a month, we've got all sorts of things like National Camping Month, Great Outdoors Month, Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, International Men's Month. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess because Father's Day falls in June, you know, so that kind of makes sense.
Probably right. It's a Surf Music Month. It's Dairy Month. It's Children's Awareness Month. Be aware of children.
Be aware of them.
That's exactly
crawling
right.
Into gorilla pits.
Yeah, that too. Accordion Awareness Month.
Be aware of accordions.
That's right. Oh. National Iced Tea Month, okay. And Soul Food Month. But as far as today is concerned, oh, Chelsea and Mr. Downs is not here. It's National Go Barefoot Day.
Oh! Yay! Good thing I've got my loafers on that I can just kick off.
That's exactly right. You might want to send it. You might want to tweet that to him.
I will. I'll have to tweet a pic out.
Yeah, there you go. It's Say Something Nice Day. It's Dare Day. That could turn into fun. Flip a Coin Day. And Oscar the Grouch Day. Now, interestingly enough, of course, Oscar the Grouch, one of the Muppets. In the beginning, you know, the Muppet characters, you think of them being on Sesame Street, but they really weren't on Sesame Street itself. They were in the segments. The whole concept of Sesame Street was the commercials, you know, were brought to you by the letter such and such and the number such and such. That's the first place where the Muppets really showed up. It was just people before that. And, of course, Oscar was one of the favorite ones because he lived in a trash can.
Wow. And he was a grouch.
Yeah, which was pretty cool. So there you go. All right, we got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Willow Shields is 16 today. She was Primrose Everdeen in the Hunger Games movies.
Oh, yep.
No relation to Brooke Shields. Oh, I did look that up to make sure. Alanis Morissette is 42 today.
Jagged Little Pill.
Indeed.
That sold a copy or two, didn't it?
It was one of the first CDs I ever bought.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Heidi Klum is 43 today.
Oh, and still looking fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Terry Polo is 47. She was Ben Stiller's wife in the Meet the Parents movies.
Oh, okay.
Mark Curry, 55 today. That's Mr. Cooper from Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
Let's see. David Berkowitz is 63. You might know him.
On a pleasant note.
Yeah. Son of Sam. Ronnie Dunn is 63. He's the Dunn of Brooks and Dunn.
The one who can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Ron Wood, 69. He is the Rolling Stones guitarist who isn't Keith Richards.
And new father.
Yeah.
At the age of 69.
Ooh, wow. Woo. Crazy.
Yeah. Don't do the math. Just don't do the math. It won't work.
Brian Cox is 70 today. He's great. He's a good actor. Remember the captain in Super Troopers?
Okay.
That was him.
Yeah.
I like him. He's in a bunch of stuff. He's good. Morgan Freeman, 79 today.
Oh, man.
And Pat Boone is 82.
Wow. On a younger note, Lisa Hartman Black is only 60.
Wow.
We got a lot of folks today who we've heard of.
Yeah.
And Renee Auberjonas, I think he played on Deep 6ix9ine. If you were Deep 6ix9ine,
oh yeah.
Amy Schumer, did you have her?
Oh,
she's not on here. Yeah,
they are 35. She's a pretty funny lady. Yeah.
She is funny.
That's it. 6:19.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So we have a brand new poll. NBC News SurveyMonkey is spelling more trouble for Hillary Clinton's presidential aspirations now. While Clinton is looking to wrap up the Democratic nomination with a strong performance, well, her advantage in a hypothetical matchup against Donald Trump has dwindled by the week. Over the last 7 days, Clinton led Trump 47-45, with the Manhattan businessman drawing 2% closer since the last weekly survey. When you couple that survey with the brand new ABC Washington Post poll showing that 20% of Bernie Sanders supporters will support Trump in a general election, things are not looking great for Hillary Clinton.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. Sean Hannity here. Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer safely be left alone? Well, get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Now with over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced caregivers, they provide assistance in hygiene, meals, light housework. Now services provided up to 24 hours a day at an affordable rate. Go to their website, visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities are available. Visitingangels.com.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At AggielandHelpWanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do. And nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Mitsubishi Materials has reached a settlement with thousands of victims of forced labor during World War II. About 40,000 Chinese were brought to Japan in the early 40s as forced laborers to make up for a domestic labor shortage. Under the agreement, Mitsubishi Materials will pay the equivalent of $15,000 to each of the more than 3,000 Chinese victims and their families. Boyd Gaming says it's selling its 50% stake in Atlantic City's top casino to MGM Resorts, which owns the other half. It will get $900 million plus half of any future tax settlement MGM reaches with Atlantic City. After the deal closes in the fall, MGM will own all of the Borgata, which has been Atlantic City's top performing casino since shortly after it opened in 2003. Greeks today woke up to a new wave of price hikes that have been demanded in return for more international bailout loans, with the highest increases targeting the main ingredients of the country's cafe culture, coffee, and beer. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Heidi.
And I'm Renee.
And we're from Mosaic. Mosaic is a faith-based nonprofit that advocates and provides services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities located right here in Bryan since 1993 and throughout Southeast Texas.
You are invited to our Partner and Possibilities fundraiser on June 2nd from 12 to 1 at the Hilton College Station. I live in one of the Mosaic group homes and enjoy the community Mosaic provides.
Each year, we fundraise so we can provide more for the people like Renee to enjoy a fuller, more meaningful life. Come hear stories and get inspired by our volunteers and the work we do. We hope to see you at the Hilton on June 2nd from 12 to 1 p.m. for this very special event. Please RSVP to heidi.mahoney@mosaicinfo.org or call 979-823-7622.
Thanks and have a great day.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 626. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Wave to the sun when you see it today. It's going to be a while. Like maybe Sunday before we'll see it again. Heavy rain is in the forecast. A 70% chance of that happening probably this afternoon after 1 o'clock. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 10. Our high will be 83. Tonight, a 50-50 chance of showers. On Thursday, we're looking at an 80% chance of rain during the day and a 70% chance of rain during the night. On Friday, it's a 60% chance of rain during the day and 40% at night. And on Saturday, looking at a 70% chance of rain and 40% on Saturday night. Then, maybe some sunshine again on Sunday. That is, if the forecast is right. Winds are calm right now. 97% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 70 degrees.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Rudy's Barbecue.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What does it mean exactly when someone says a person has a lot of power? And how do you get that power? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. How often have you heard someone described as powerful? He's a very powerful person. She has a lot of power. So what does that mean?
Power means it's not just money or military might or politics. It's really how you as an individual can influence other people.
Dr. Keltner, author of the book The Power Paradox.
Every moment of our lives, when we're with our kids, our romantic partners, we go to work, our power is, in each moment, do you have the capacity to influence that person, change their mind? And if you have great ideas and you're a hermit living in a cave, you have no power. You got to get out and engage with other people and spread your thoughts.
And how do you do that?
Just really simple techniques, you know. So one is make sure early in a conversation that you express your point of view. And very often we lose power if we don't speak up. We can gain power by asking great questions and by showing an interest in other people. That earns the respect that they have. So really engage with others and make the move.
Interestingly, something strange happens when you get too many powerful people together in one room.
The scientists asked the question, what happens if you take a bunch of powerful people and you have them try to solve a problem, and they actually are less effective in solving problems than the right mixture of people who are less and more powerful? So put a lot of people together who have power, and you're probably going to get less productive work done.
Tomorrow, why powerful people so often lose their power. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 69 degrees right now at the studio, so we'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time since last Thursday's tornado, there are no street closures in Bryan's Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. Debris removal will continue, and police is continuing what they describe as a heavy presence. Bryan city officials continue to ask for homeowners to self-report flood damage. Inspectors will not enter residences. And the city of Bryan continues to waive all fees related to rebuilding from the tornado. Details are online at bryantx.gov. Just over a year after Blinn College spent nearly $4 million to buy land for a new campus in West Bryan, the decision has been made to build on what used to be Texas A&M's Riverside campus.
Blinn President Mary Hensley spoke for the trustees, who had no comment before or after voting to stop construction on 95 acres at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, then entering an agreement with the A&M system.
I think that their enthusiasm speaks through their vote in a unanimous way.
The A&M system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, talked about how Blinn would benefit from what will become the new Rellis Research and Development Center.
Our idea has always been that if we could use that resource out there to develop large-scale experimental labs, labs that specialize in cybersecurity and robotics and other areas that are the strong suit of the Texas A&M University, that we would attract more industrial partnerships to the Bryan College Station area.
The exterior design of Blinn's new academic building will change to match A&M's theme, but Dr. Hensley says the interior will be the same. It will accommodate the same number of students, approximately 2,500. Instead of opening in the fall of 2017, it will open as soon as the fall of 2018. Blinn's architect and general contractor will remain the same, but those contracts will be amended to reflect the new location. What was a $46 million project has been reduced to somewhere between $24 and $31 million. Blinn will lease 15 acres on A&M system property for $1 a year. The length of the lease has not been determined. Trustees also had no comment on the future of the land they bought last year, where ground clearing had been taking place for the better part of 6 months. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council at its last meeting received an update on 8 economic development agreements that are monitored by the Research Valley Partnership. RVP Vice President Chuck Martinez says minimum requirements start this year for Nutribolt and Axis Pipe and Tube. Nutribolt's payroll, which is supposed to hit $3 million this year, reached $9.4 million last year.
This particular company with a really phenomenal product in its industry, and the company continues to expand, this will be a nice catalyst for other projects in that area.
This year's payroll at Axis is supposed to be a minimum $10.5 million, reached more than $8 million last year. City Manager Keene Register and Martinez said Axis is no longer dependent on the energy industry.
It did have an effect on their business, but their main business is structural steel.
Yeah,
their orders in structural steel have skyrocketed.
Yeah, matter of fact, they're shipping the majority of it back to Mexico. So they've kind of retooled so that they can produce structural steel instead of oil field tubing, so it hasn't affected them at all.
Martinez said two companies, Toyo Inc. and Lubrizol, finished agreements last year. Both generated higher payrolls than required for property tax breaks. Lubrizol's payroll of more than $8 million was nearly triple its minimum. Kent Moore Cabinets, heading into the last year of its agreement, is slightly above the $4 million appraised value required for its tax abatement. A domestic dispute in a College Station apartment at 3 in the morning yesterday came close to a stabbing. The victim told police he was 8 to 10 feet away when he had to dodge a knife with a 6-inch blade thrown by 54-year-old Amarni Vonich. Neither person was hurt from the altercation on Central Park Lane, and Vonich was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police are looking for multiple suspects from an armed robbery inside another apartment early Monday morning. No descriptions were provided of one person with a gun who entered a unit in the Plantation Oaks Apartments on Harvey, while an unreported number of others waited outside. An undisclosed amount of money was taken, and two of the three victims who were hurt during a struggle were treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. A 50-year employee of Brazos County was recognized at the end of yesterday's county commission meeting.
She has been a huge asset for the county for 50 years, you know. And so if there's anything you want to know about the county, you can go to Ruth. Plenty of skeletons. She knows them all. You know, she's a great person.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says Ruth McLeod has been a fixture in the county commissioners and county judges' offices.
She actually had retired and then came back to work part-time later on, and is still with the commissioner's court. She's got so much knowledge, and most of the time she doesn't have to look up things. She can answer it off the top of her head. Still can.
Photos from the surprise presentation are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 69 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf, the musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
The College Station Noon Lions Club is proud to present the I Love America 4th of July celebration on July 4th, 2016. The event will be held at the George Bush Presidential Library. The museum will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with free admission all day. The concessions will start at 5:30 p.m. and live entertainment and the Kids Zone will open at 6 p.m. The Kids Zone includes games and bounce houses. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. For more information, visit Bush41.org.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
One area of rain moves away. Another area of rain moves in. Parts of the listing area are under a flash flood watch through tomorrow morning. We'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms redeveloping today. Temperatures up to 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Lows near 70. Little change through tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely once again, 80 to 85. We're going to remain unsettled into Friday with scattered showers and storms. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, taking a look forward to the College Station Regional as the Aggs take on Binghamton. Also, the Astros took down the Diamondbacks, the Rangers took down the Indians, and I'll have an NFL story for you coming up. It's in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We may be talking to Congressman Flores today. We may not. He's got some congressional stuff going on. We'll see. In the meantime, the percentages of rain, and I don't know if they'll get the pronunciation right. They certainly blew it all day yesterday, but all those Yankees don't know how to. Well, there are people in Texas who don't know how to pronounce it, but we're getting the Brazos River. Yeah, every place. Anyhow, but it's in the news for all the wrong reasons. And, again, when it comes to the flooding, the folks downriver are really having a heck of a time now. And then I think 54 feet is what it hit at Richmond yesterday.
Yeah, I think just over 54 feet.
Which is a record. And obviously, as we talked about before, in Fort Bend County, there's a lot more concrete than there used to be. And, you know, that water moves a lot faster and spreads out. And a lot more people living down there than have in years past. So there's a tremendous amount of inconvenience. And they're the ones who really don't want to hear about what our forecast is. And that is big chances of rain, really all the way through the rest of the week. And finally drops down a little bit on Sunday. But, again, 70% today, 80% tomorrow. 60% on Friday, 70% again on Saturday, and rain during the nights as well. High temperature each day in the 80s, and lows will be right around 70. And then I'm also reading this morning about Hood County. That's where Granbury is, up in the Dallas area. They've got folks who are they're having to do water rescues from. And so anyhow, we're in a difficult situation. And also to mention to you once again, 158. Right over there by Allen Academy, they're going to be closing that down to one lane because they're going to have trucks there starting at 8:30 this morning from the city of Bryan to pick up debris, wood fences that got destroyed, and trees and such that were knocked down and been cut up. So if you have to travel over in that direction today on 158, know that it's going to be one lane in that direction there for a little while this morning, starting at 8:30.
I still haven't gone over there because I've been trying to abide my officer's advice.
Really?
But I still haven't even driven over there and to just to see kind of what everything looks like.
Yeah. Well, a guy I know went over there to help a friend because his freezer died and he had, you know, food in there and he wanted to move that out. And said, you know, it's pretty – and again, as happens – you know, one house is almost completely destroyed and the next one has very little damage by comparison situation. But that happens a lot. But there is widespread damage over there and lots of trees and stuff. So, yeah, there have been pictures. We'll eventually go over there and have a look. But in the meantime, and don't forget that, once again, we're partnered with the folks at the Eagle and KBTX so that you can, if you'd like to donate some money to help that situation out, you can go to any of the bank and trust locations in town. And it's BV Media Giving Back, and put a memo on there for May 2016 victims, and we'll get money out there to help people immediately who need stuff to be done, because obviously lives, for us, it's just a little bit of an inconvenience. For them, it's a life-changing experience, so anything you can do to help out. Let's see. So Donald Trump yesterday had a news conference and apparently was jousting with reporters a little bit over his
got
donations.
A little feisty.
Yeah. The veterans charities. At one point, Trump snapped, "I'm going to continue to attack the press. I find the press to be dishonest. I find the political press to be extremely dishonest." I wouldn't disagree with that.
I can't say I disagree with him on that.
Yeah, we're there. He released a full list of veterans groups he says received $5.6 million in cash from him and his friends. Many critics and reporters claim he was shamed into making the contributions by media pressure. His explanation of the timing: you have to go through a process when you send checks for hundreds of thousands of dollars to people and to companies and to groups that you've never heard of, charitable organizations. You have to vet it. And I think
I don't think that's a bad excuse.
No, I don't either.
At all,
I mean, $5.6 million, you know, and it's going to several different locations.
This was, I know in particular, he discussed the Marine Military Police, and he had given $1 million to them. They had honored him, and he gave them $1 million, and he said he was able to give it to them straight away because obviously that was a vetted organization. Mm-hmm. He knew about them. And I heard that segment during the Rush show, and Rush was discussing how, and this was a few years ago, that Harry Reid had written a letter that was admonishing Rush and demanding that he actually be fired for comments that he had made about a veteran. And Rush, very smartly, decided to auction the letter off and then said he would match whatever it ended up being. Well, between the auction and the match, it ended up being $4.2 million.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, a little bit back in Harry Reid's face. So, yeah. Anyhow, it just another day of that stuff. And let me see. Okay, we have a new Rasmussen poll. You know, the Rasmussen started ESPN, right?
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, father and son. Rasmussen Reports survey shows that half of all likely voters say a criminal indictment should stop Hillary from running. Golly, really? Oh,
no.
Yeah. Well, again, it's just an indictment. There's not a conviction involved there.
Right.
So it's okay.
It's
right?
Just an indictment. Golly, lots of people have been indicted and not convicted. I mean, and she wants to be president, so.
So we got a letter.
Sure.
So we got a letter.
Yeah.
She's Hillary Clinton.
That's
so
right.
We have to,
well,
right?
The rules don't apply to her. That's right. Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol talking about Donald Trump. He continues to want to try to find a person to run as a third-party candidate. But he ripped on Trump after the prominent conservative voiced a loser and a dummy by Trump. Afterwards, Kristol tweeted, I gather Donald Trump said, I am a loser. I won some and I've lost some, but one thing I've always tried to not be is a roaring jackass, end quote. Well, there you go then. I guess he won't be invited to the inaugural ball if Trump wins.
Oh, yeah. Well, so what's he trying to say about Trump?
Is that... Yeah, really. something that has already been said before, I'm sure, by many, many people.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Turning attention to Texas. Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, yesterday asked Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to issue an opinion on a school district's bathroom guidelines in the latest effort from conservative leaders in the state to defy that federal directive telling public schools to allow transgender students to use the bathroom aligned with their gender identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's sending out letters to all the superintendents.
Well, mm-hmm. And again, we kind of reached out to those folks here, and obviously, they really would prefer not to address it. They'd like to get it settled someplace else. You
right.
don't want to get down to district by district, and I can't blame them for that.
No.
Well, it's funny, too, because it's still such a mess, but at the same time, you don't see it as much in the mainstream media this week as you did
right.
last week or the week before, you know.
It's already almost an afterthought.
Thank
like
you.
Something already happened
yep.
that they were trying to distract
yeah.
us from.
Yeah, nothing has changed, really, but people have moved on.
And, of course, that's what Joe Pag said when we interviewed him a couple of weeks ago prior to him coming on the show, because I asked him who hatched this, and that's basically what he was saying, is this was a red herring. This was just some way to distract people so they could get all churned up about that while other things were going on. So
yep.
I guess we'll find out what they snuck around us when we weren't paying attention.
Right.
Yeah, all right, 647.
So your tea is only served iced and sweet, and your chili comes with a 5-alarm warning. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for 5 years. In a row. Please vote for us again this year. Find us at txtraders.com. Shop local, online.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I was sitting in a restaurant parking lot late one evening recently, and there in front of me as car headlights came on was a sight I haven't seen for quite a few years. It was a long row of wax-leaf ligustrums completely outlining that entire lot. They were lightly trained but not rigidly shaped, and they looked very nice. We're going to talk about old plants that are still worthy right after this important message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. Waxleaf flogusterum, in case you're new to Texas, were everyone's go-to plant in the 60s and 70s. Almost every house had a row of them stretching from corner to corner, often under those very low windows that were the rage of that era. Then, partly because we grew tired of seeing those funny little rows of highly sheared soldier-like plants, and partly because of the great winter of 83-84 when most of them died, we moved away from waxleafs almost entirely. Well, now here they come again, and that's probably a good thing because we're needing a different look to our landscapes. These are handsome evergreen shrubs. Left unpruned, they will grow to be 7 or 8 feet tall and 6 or 7 feet wide. Their leaves are green, waxy green, and their tiny spring flowers are produced in creamy white sprays. If you want to try wax leaves, give them full sun, moist soil, and ample nitrogen. Glossy abelia falls into that same general group, old plants that have fallen from favor for no particular reason. Now, this plant can grow rather large, 6 or 7 feet tall and wide, but there are many spots where we need a privacy screen, and glossy abelia is ready to help. It produces tiny white bell-shaped flowers from mid-spring until frost, and it grows well in half-day or full-day sun. I've been growing it all of my life, and in all those years, I've never seen an insect or disease bother it. Dwarf forms and variegated types do exist. Glossy abelia. Italian jasmine is the real sleeper here. It never was a mainstream shrub, but now it's hard to find it at all. You see it in a few older home sites, kind of like mine, and you'll see it in well-designed commercial plantings. It grows to be 5 or 6 feet tall with age, and its arching branches may spread 6 or 7 feet across. Grow it in sun or shade. It produces small yellow flowers in spring and sporadically through the rest of the year. Its small leaves are perhaps the darkest green of any plant that I've grown, and that includes wax ligustrum, hollies, and Asian jasmine. And finally, then, junipers in general are not 1% as common as they were back in the day. That was when we lived on quarter-acre lots, and it was before we'd been given the wide assortment of wonderful shrubs that we see today. In the north, shrub-form junipers are still very popular. That's because they're as tough as old boots, able to withstand wintry blasts and hot summer weather. I grew up with Pfizer junipers, but now I love Sea Green. It's much more compact. It is a gorgeous plant. I'm Neil Sperry, and trees spreads can cause concerns to our landscapes and our homes. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Ranked the overall number 4 seed, the Texas A&M Aggies embark on the College Station Regional, where they're ranked the number 1 seed. They'll face number 4 seed Binghamton in the first day's action at 8 p.m. on Friday, June 3rd. The game will mark the 11th time Olsen Field at Bluebell Park will host an NCAA Regional, weather permitting. The Aggs earned an automatic bid to the NCAA Championship with Sunday's 12-5 victory over the Florida Gators in the SEC Tournament. Meanwhile, the Bearcats rolled through the America East Conference Tournament, winning all three games by a combined 21-12 tally. Binghamton is 30-23 on the season, including 19-5 in the American East Conference. On Saturday, Texas A&M will face either number 2 seed Minnesota or number 3 seed Wake Forest. The winner of the College Station Regional will face the winner of the Fort Worth Regional, hosted by TCU, in a Super Regional. Garrett Hofstad and Miguel Asua pitched the Brazos Valley Bombers to a 2-0 victory over the Woodland Strikers on Tuesday night in the Bombers' season opener. Hofstad allowed 5 hits in 4 1/3 innings, while Asua retired the only 5 batters he faced in the game, called after 6 innings because of the weather. together. The Bombers managed only four hits, but got half of them in the fourth inning with a leadoff double by Anthony Herrera and a single by Hunter Wilson. The Bombers, who have won three straight titles, also stole two bases in the inning as the Strikers lost their third straight game. The two teams will play again at 7:05 p.m. tonight at Strikers Stadium at the Woodlands Christian Academy. In high school baseball, thanks to a regional semifinal series sweep of Santa Fe, the College Station Cougars are set to take on Tomball in the Class 5A Region 3 Championship Series. All games of the best of three series will be at Sam Houston State's Don Sanders Stadium, 7 p.m. tonight and Thursday, and 1 p.m. Saturday if needed. In Phoenix,
3-2 to Lamb. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a pitch off the plate away, and that is the ball game as the Astros win their fourth in a row and take both games in the desert, beating the Diamondbacks 8-5.
George Springer finished a triple shy of the cycle and had four RBIs to spark Houston from the leadoff spot, lifting the Astros to an 8-5 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks on Tuesday. Springer has excelled in eight games since moving into the leadoff spot, going 17-35 with three home runs. He doubled on the first pitch of Tuesday's game, hit a three-run homer off Patrick Corbin in the second inning, and added a run-scoring single off the left-hander in the fourth. Springer scored twice, and Luis Valbuena homered for the Astros, who had 12 hits to win for the seventh time in eight games. Lance McCullers had control issues at times, but limited the damage in five innings. The Stros look to take the series with the Diamondbacks tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In Cleveland,
0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Struck him out swinging and the ball game's over. Slider from Dyson to fan Rajai Davis. The Rangers win it by the score of 7-3.
Colby Lewis allowed two hits over six shutout innings, leading the Texas Rangers over the Cleveland Indians 7-3 on Tuesday night and improving to 5-0 for the first time in his major league career. Brian Holiday and Jurickson Profar homered off Corey Kluber, and the AL West leading Rangers won for the ninth time in their last 11 games. Lewis has won his last three starts and has pitched at least six innings in 10 of 11 outings this season. The 36-year-old right-hander gave up singles to Lonnie Chisenhall and Rajai Davis in the third. He's 3-0 and has allowed five earned runs over 26 innings and five road starts. Sam Dyson got two outs for his sixth save. The Rangers will look to sweep the Indians today at 5:10 p.m. Pre-game's at 4:30, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have signed two more draft picks in quarterback Dak Prescott and defensive end Charles Tapper, leaving one unsigned rookie 2 weeks before minicamp. Tapper and Prescott were fourth-round picks, with the former Oklahoma pass rusher taken 101st overall and Prescott going with the 135th pick. Prescott, who went to Mississippi State, was the first quarterback drafted by the Cowboys since 2009, when they also took Texas A&M Stephen Magee in the fourth round. He's just the third quarterback Dallas has taken since 2001. Tony Romo, going into his 10th full season as the starter, was undrafted in 2003. Heading out to the links, Texas's men's golf team faces Oregon today at Eugene Country Club for the NCAA Team Championship. Bo Hostler hurt his left shoulder during play yesterday, but was still able to close out his match as the Longhorns beat USC in match play in the semifinals. Texas earlier in the day also beat Oklahoma in the quarterfinals. And at the French Open, officials are hoping to see plenty of sunshine today after rain caused the postponement of most matches the previous 2 days. Novak Djokovic owned a lead over number 14 Roberto Bautista Agut when their fourth round match was halted by rain. Second seed Andy Murray and number 3 Stan Wawrinka are part of today's schedule, as are women's top seed Serena Williams and number 4 Garbina Muguruza. And that's a look at your sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy, and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
We know College Station and the Brazos Valley. You've trusted us with your well-being and health. That's why we're excited about our new name, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. It represents two nationally recognized leaders in healthcare, joining forces to strengthen the diagnostic and treatment services you've come to expect from us. Now, as a part of the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, we offer a wider network of medical expertise and resources. What does this mean to you and your family? The same physicians and healthcare professionals you know and trust, offering an enhanced ability to provide compassionate, patient-centered care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life. For more information, visit collegestation.sw.org. That's collegestation.sw.org.
If you're like most, when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Here's our weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works there on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.